at the end of 2016. That was a 3.3% increase over 2015. That may all just be bots. That may be, and some of that that's left over may just be bots.
We're going to find out Watson's just running all of it.
Yeah, well, it's there are people out there who will pay money to have more followers on Twitter because they're YouTubers or they're reality television stars and they want to appear more relevant than they actually are.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I don't, I've said for a long time.
I think this is almost like a... last salvage for Twitter to...
I've said for a long time, Twitter is a nightmare. Twitter is useless. Twitter is not doing anybody... There's some journalists out there that use it to, like, post breaking news. Other than that, you're not missing
anything. I really think the only point of using Twitter, if people are avid users of it, maybe to follow your, you know, favorite sports star or fan of a movie star...
Even that.
Comedians use it a lot.
Even that. I'm like,
I would use it for entertainment purposes only.
I don't need your jokes at me constantly. I don't need your latest film project at me constantly.
No, but that's you personally. A lot of people do enjoy and partaking in that.
I know. And it's like, if you're enjoying it for that reason, that's good. But most of what people are doing on Twitter is calling each other a-holes and N-words and everything else under the sun. So
angry, angry people.
You know what? I'll pass.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
WMFO Medford, your Boston five-day forecast. Snow.
I told you that
Doom.
Word is banned from this show.
Doom! Rush out now to the supermarket. Buy all the bread and batteries and water. Doom! 8 to 14 inches coming your way tomorrow, kids. It's going to start around 6 a.m. It is going to go until about 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And the worst of it is going to happen between about 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. School is probably canceled wherever you may be.
Boston's already canceled.
Boston's already canceled. A lot of places have already canceled. Check your local school's website. You might even get a text alert. So, kids, snow day. They love the snow days, the kids. For the rest of us, it is shoveling and cleanup and misery trying to get back and forth to work. Highs are only going to be around 30 degrees tomorrow. Lows in the teens. So, the good news is going to be fluff.
Only here in New England, here in Boston, you know, yesterday, freezing rain. And there was actually right next to our house, a 55 car pileup.
Yes.
On 128 going south in Wakefield.
Thank God
you and I were not in that. So I'm so sorry for anybody that was involved. Today we have, 45 degrees.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, as you say.
Yeah.
Doom.
Friday, it's going to be partly cloudy. Highs in the low 20s, lows in the teens Friday night. Saturday, some more snow, wintry mix in the morning. High in the low 30s. And the temperature is going to be a little bit warmer on Saturday with lows in the upper 20s Saturday night. Sunday, snow. More snow on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this would be the wet stuff, too, because we're going to have highs in the low 40s and lows in the 30s. Could be a rain event on Sunday, but, you know, snow. That's what we're looking at. Then Monday, once again, highs in the low 40s, lows in the upper 20s. Snow. That's what we got. Snow. Hope you
snow,
like snow.
Snow.
We're getting snow. It is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM on the town of Mikey D, coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, did you hear some of the other stories that caught our attention this week right here on WMFO Medford?
I'm Sarah Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Picture on WMFO 91.5 Medford. He is Derek Gary and I'm Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night, 7 to 9. As always, we want you to be a part of the show the way that you do that. You give us a call at 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-WMFO. And it's time for Did You Hear? The part of the show where Derek and I quiz each other on things from this week's news by giving one or two words. See who's been paying the most attention.
We're going to keep this one tight, too, because we still got the Super Bowl quiz coming up a little bit later. Did you remember the commercials? Folks can play along at home. It's fun.
All right. Superb Owl.
Superb Owl. That's the Super Bowl, actually. Do I need anything more on that?
Superb Owl.
It's the Super Bowl.
What about Superb Owl?
I don't know. You're off in some weird la-la land now.
Google, this is according to Google search, internet searches of Superb Owl soar every year during the Super Bowl because people, whether they are trying to type too quickly, as of Thursday afternoon, interestingly enough, Patriots were the most popular search term, much more than the Falcons. And, of course, Tom Brady was the most searched player. So, Superb Owl. A lot of people searching that on Sunday.
I know people have been calling it that since the late 80s. UC Berkeley.
Oh, I know this. I'm going to be so mad when you tell me what this is because I remember hearing a story.
How quickly they forget was the site of riots last Wednesday night when we were on the air with 150 black bloc anarchists causing $100,000 in damage to the campus and additional damage to nearby businesses, as well as beating some people who'd come to hear Milo Yiannopoulos talk. Arguably, maybe you need to get whacked around a little if you're going to see Milo, but free speech, et cetera, et cetera. Without a single arrest, incidentally, the Black Bloc folks smashed the windows of the Martin Luther King Jr. Student Union. Happy Black History Month, everybody.
Yeah, no arrests. I knew it was riots.
No arrests. One of the organizers has now gone public. This was in the San Francisco Chronicle today. This is Berkeley Law School alumnus Ronald Cruz of the group By Any Means Necessary, who said he was not affiliated with them, but we were united in shutting down the Milo event. He later went on to say, everyone played a part. Some engaged in breaking windows. Others held signs and made sure that the fascists and the police did not attack anyone. This was self-defense. Windows can be replaced. People can't be. Those are your tax dollars, Berkeley residents, that are going to go to replace the windows. I would suggest sending a black and white over to talk to Mr. Cruz. See if maybe he knew some of the people who were involved in this. Because you cannot have 150 people dressed in black, carrying backpacks, walk into the middle of a public event and start destroying everything.
It's crazy.
It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying.
Imagine if that was at UMass. Everybody would have been arrested or shot with flare guns.
Imagine what the people who intend to do us harm think when they see this not only happening, but tolerated. Imagine what ISIS thinks of that. Imagine what Al-Qaeda thinks of that. Imagine what could have been done with your tax dollars instead of replacing windows and paying for police overtime so that a bunch of young people mm-hmm. can go destroy everything.
Yeah. No, there's so many times that I do disagree with some of these protests, but I have to give, you know, a nod to the ones that do it in a orderly and peaceful manner. Because that is your right to do that in free speech. And sure. If you don't agree with something. But when we start getting down to destroying property, it's disgusting.
You want to stand there and shout down Milo Yiannopoulos? That's how free speech works. You can do that. Okay? Free speech belongs to whoever's got the loudest voice sometimes. That's fine. You want to protest it and tell people they shouldn't go and see this guy? That's fine. You have a right to do that. He also has a right to talk. And when the rioting breaks out, the rioters have a right to be arrested. That's the only right rioters have, is the right to be arrested. Horrifying.
Yellow fever.
Yellow fever is making a resurgence along the Gulf Coast of the United States. Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana are now in the hot zone.
I hadn't read that it was there yet, but in recent weeks, Brazil is actually dealing with its worst outbreak of yellow fever it's had in years. We're talking about dozens of people have died, and officials are looking into hundreds of other suspected cases. So yellow fever is a virus that's spread by the same mosquito as Zika. Good news, it has a vaccine. Bad news, there's no vaccine in Brazil. So anybody that is planning to travel to Brazil, it is highly, highly recommended that you do get vaccinated before you go. Luckily, here in the United States, we have plenty of vaccines.
I hear it is one of the most painful diseases you could ever hope to get.
Yes, it's much more deadlier than Zika.
No, thank you. Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers are being put to work in search of Tom Brady's missing jersey. So this is coming from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick?
Yes.
Remember his name? Yeah, he is. He's very concerned in saying how this is not Texas hospitality.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch. You ain't taking Tom Brady's jersey. Not on my watch.
Yeah, so he's called on the Texas Rangers to help. And they're going to find it.
Crime Stoppers down in Houston is now also offering a cash reward for information leading to the return of Tom Brady's jersey.
So it's taken out of his bag, from what we understand.
Yeah, Brady stuck it in his bag after the game and came back, and ooh, jersey's gone.
It's so shameful. That moment is kind of, you know, jumbled up because you just won a Super Bowl and you're celebrating, and now you have to worry about where your jersey is.
Yeah. What do you bet Edelman hit it somewhere?
Coretta Scott King.
Coretta Scott King's words have come back to haunt at least one Massachusetts senator. Elizabeth Warren was thrown off the floor of the Senate yesterday after trying to quote a letter from Coretta Scott King. It was critical of Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. This followed some earlier criticism that she'd read from former Senator Ted Kennedy. After this, several others. Democratic senators, including Bernie Sanders, made a point of reading the letter and were not thrown out of the Senate chambers and were not banned from the floor. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell singled out Warren, saying that she had been going on a diatribe against Jeff Sessions. Let me say, really, really, really bad look, Mitch McConnell. Really bad look, Senate Republicans. I am not...
It's just so much nonsense with this.
Listen, I am not in a habit of defending Elizabeth Warren, or at least her ideas. However,
no,
she has every right to be on the floor. She has every right to be heard. She has every right to say what she wants to say. And I don't care how fed up you are with her, Republicans, you cannot throw her off the floor.
That's what happened. I think it got to the point where it was just like, finally, we have a chance to do this to her. I think it's crazy. I think this all just needs to stop because it's just more of a divide within Congress.
Republicans in Congress, in particular in the Senate, you have the majority. You have the power. Let Elizabeth Warren make all the noise that she wants. Sit back and nod, and when she runs out of breath and goes and sits down, then get on with your business. Don't act like bullies. Don't act like idiots. This was a stupid move. That just, the only thing that this does is galvanizes all of her supporters against Republicans. And if you, as the party in charge, think you're going to get anything done without bipartisan help, think you're going to get anything done without working across the aisle, you're wrong. And the people who've been down there for a long time, which is all of you, know that. So let's grow up and behave like adults. Let Elizabeth make her noise.
You're up.
Elevator.
Elevator.
This is another Super Bowl story.
Oh, the elevator. It had something to do with the coaches. From what I understand, people are saying that everybody that was working in the stadium had absolutely no idea what was going on. They were supposed to hold the elevator for the coaches. They were the first ones that were supposed to go in, and they weren't. They went up without them and got stuck. Something.
Well, the elevator never came, so they they wound up walking down a few flights of stairs and milling around on a concourse.
Yeah, everybody that was saying, people just didn't know how to properly run that facility because they bring in a lot of new people.
Yeah. Offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan apparently had some non-FCC approved words for the stadium staff. The good news for Kyle Shanahan, no elevators when he's head coach in San Fran next season. So, yeah. But imagine you lose the Super Bowl and you can't even get an elevator back down to ground level.
1,000%.
1,000%. That's not a real number.
It was. 1,000%.
There's no way.
This was all over the front of USA Today, so you can't tell me that it...
When?
Monday. Or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Sorry.
That's yesterday?
Yes.
1,000% yesterday. I told you I've stopped reading USA Today. No idea.
That's how much Lady Gaga's sales spiked.
Oh.
1,000% after her Super Bowl halftime show.
You could have given me anything else on Lady Gaga and I would have gotten not that one.
Nielsen Music reports that she sold 125,000 song downloads just from right after her performance until they did this on Monday night. It was up 1,000% compared to the day before. And she sold over 23,000 albums alone on Sunday.
Best Super Bowl halftime show ever.
See, I've loved her. Always have loved her.
And you know what was great? No politics.
Mm-hmm.
No taking your clothes off. No other musicians. Not, I got 10 minutes on stage. I got to trot out five other acts to fill up the time.
And anybody that is going on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and is trolling pictures of her with, you know, maybe not having a six-pack... Shameful.
Who cares?
It is absolutely shameful.
Who cares?
That you were doing that. You were disgusting human beings for doing that.
She's a muffin top. She's good with it. She's not,
she's so skinny.
She knows what she looks like. Well, maybe there was a little too much compression on the shorts then, but I mean, it's a little bit hanging out over the top there. But who cares?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
She has always been somebody that has touted herself on being very proud of her body, very comfortable in her own skin. And it's disgusting when people are going behind, squawking behind the computers.
She raised the bar last night for the halftime show.
She was amazing.
She raised the bar. And how many of these things have there been now, like with big musical acts, like 20 of them?
Mm-hmm.
This was amazing. I mean, that was 10 minutes of solid, nonstop, jam-packed entertainment. She's got people flipping around like Klingon war blades that are changing colors. She's got all these dancers in the field waving like pixel things around. She's got a cloud of drones in back of her in the pre-taped sequence at the beginning. That was not computer animation, folks. Those are drones with LED lights on them that are changing color. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. That is an artist with vision making the most out of the biggest stage on Earth. And like Tom Brady, I think it's going to be a long time before we see another one. Because it takes talent and vision to do that. Amazing. Loved it. Kiteboarding.
Kiteboarding. Is that a new trend?
I guess for some people it is.
Somebody get hurt doing that?
No.
I don't know.
That's what former President Barack Obama has been spotted doing with Virgin Chairman Richard Branson.
I'm trying to think of the title of the article. I believe it was former President Obama is the only person happy that he's not president anymore, and it was a picture of him kiteboarding. Yeah. I'm going to give you Nordstrom.
Nordstrom received the ire of President the Donald for deciding to discontinue his daughter Ivana's clothing line.
Yeah, he got all his panties in a bunch, and they're not Nordstrom panties anymore because he's against them. He took to Twitter.
Nope. Might be an ethics violation. City College of San Francisco. This is a big story yesterday. All the majors.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know.
If you live in San Francisco for more than a year, you can now attend for free. The San Francisco City Council announced a new plan that will tax sales of homes worth more than $5 million to provide $5.4 million annually to pay for the tuition for low-income residents to attend City College of San Francisco for free. If you are low-income, you can also get your books for free. The city is hoping that a rise in enrollment at the community college will help it capture more state funding and that they'll have smarter people.
Fantastic.
I love this. I love this. This is a winning idea.
That's it. That was five.
That's, there we go. Well done.
We flew through those.
We actually got through it in a reasonable amount of time. 855-915-WMFO. When we come back, our annual Super Bowl commercial recall competition. Do you remember what brands were responsible for the ads that you saw on Sunday? But before that, I get to play one of my very, very favorite things. I hear that James Earl Jones is going to be in town doing a show somewhere around here. I got to find out where so I can stalk the stage door and see if I can get him to sign this. Back in the late 70s, James Earl Jones did an album of public service announcements for the Social Security Administration that are all about prominent black artists of the time. So every year during Black History Month, I love to pull some cuts from this out. This is a taxpayer-funded recording, if you can believe something this cool could come from the United States government, especially in the 1970s. Take it away, James.
Hello, this is James Earl Jones for Social Security, welcoming you to Genius on the Black Side. Time was when black singers, composers, and musicians had to struggle in the backwaters. Now, in the concert halls, on Broadway stages, and on Hollywood sets, they're right up there, front and center. And right up front, I'd like to invite you to listen to a genuine example of Genius on the Black Side. As a teenager, Natalie Cole was much more fascinated by the music of Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, and the Beatles than she was by the recordings of her famous father, Nat King Cole. Maybe it was just the natural teenage reaction to parents, because as she matured, the voice of this lovely, gifted artist became extremely mellow and very soulful indeed. She's already recorded five hit albums and starred in her own TV special. We're going to hear the song that won her not one, but two Grammys right after this message from Social Security. Some of the changes made in the Social Security law in 1977 only took effect this year. One of these changes can be important to you if you are a divorced woman. If you were married for 10 years or more before your divorce, you can get Social Security benefits on your former husband's earnings record when you're eligible. If he becomes disabled or retires after working long enough under Social Security, you can get monthly checks at 62. You can get payments as early as 60 if your former husband dies. Before this new legislation was passed, you had to be married 20 years or more to be eligible for benefits on your ex-husband's earnings record. For more information about Social Security protection for divorced women, call or write any Social Security office. Someone there will be glad to help you. All Social Security offices are listed in the phone book under Social Security Administration. Now let's listen to Natalie Cole and This Will Be. Natalie Cole, and this will be. Well, once again, it's time to go. And once again, it's time to remind you that you must apply for Social Security benefits. They do not come automatically. If you have any questions, just visit or call any Social Security office. They'll be glad to help you. Until next time, when we pay tribute to another genius on the black side, this is James Earl Jones saying so long.
The international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive-All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive-All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survive-All shelter today.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
I took no paper, show you what I am. You'll have to take me just the way that you find me. What's gone is gone and I do not give a damn.
WMFO Medford. I'm Lisa Nichols with Derek Gary, and we are The Big Picture every Wednesday night, 7 to 9. I know I was paying attention or attempting to pay attention, but were you paying attention? Not at the football game, but the commercials. So this is our annual Derek Presents. Were you paying attention to the commercials? You know, they paid all those millions and millions of dollars.
$5 million per 30 seconds. That doesn't include the cost.
You would think that
include the cost
production.
Of production, right.
Some of them had some really bad production. You would think with all that money that it would be really good. I was very underwhelmed. There were a couple that, you know, made me laugh a little bit.
I thought this was the worst crop of Super Bowl commercials. You know what?
But a big, big trend? Politics. Big trend politics.
You, we'll get to that in a second. Look, we sit here a lot and we say this is the worst and that's the worst and Black Friday gets worse every year. But usually we sit here on this show and we talk about four or five commercials that we absolutely loved and we say, you know, this was great and that was great and this was entertaining.
I can't pick out one that I was like, wow.
This year was just really funny.
Really good.
I wasn't impressed, and we were actually sitting there at the party I was at through the first half watching these commercials, and everybody's like, what the heck was that? Like, that's junk. That's garbage. That's awful. Not a lot of comedy this year. much less comedy this year than in years past. We didn't have the great like Doritos ads or some of the other great, really funny ads that we've seen.
I feel
in the
like
past.
Last year was more funny. The year before was really sad. There were a lot of sad commercials.
Yeah.
I just don't know what this year was.
Two of the greatest commercials ever made aired during the Super Bowl. One of them is the Ridley Scott Apple 1984 commercial, which made the Macintosh an overnight sensation. The other is the old, this hasn't aired in years, but if you're of a certain age, you remember this, the Master Lock commercial, which was a 15-second spot where they fired a bullet at a Master Lock and it held. That's all the commercial was just a lock being hit with a bullet. And it was one of the most effective television commercials ever made. Because as soon as you saw it, you were like, that thing's bulletproof. I want that on my house. I want that on my shed. I want that on my kids.
At least I feel like with the Bud or Bud Light commercials, they have some humor to them. We always look at like Pepsi, Coke. Those are the big standouts. Now they're completely underwhelming.
Nothing this year will be remembered as one of the great commercials of all time.
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Politics did play a role in some of these commercials, but only a few of them, and they tended to be stacked toward the front. They were stacked in the first quarter, so it gave that impression that, oh, God, we're going to be politics all night long. Mm-hmm. No, we got out of the way with that pretty quickly. The trend this year, in addition to fewer hashtags,
sports cameos,
when
sports player cameos,
celebrities, mm-hmm. more. I could have done this entire
See,
quiz.
I thought it was more sports players.
I could have, no, because there were celebrities of all stripes floating around in this thing.
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree with, but more than other years, there's always celebrities that are in these types of commercials.
Again,
but I don't think I've ever seen a year where so many sports players were in them.
Again, front-loaded. I think there were at least two commercials that had Gronk in them.
There were.
There was a Tom Brady commercial.
He was in two.
And it's like, well, the Shields MRI is a local. So, and the Shields MRI commercial at the end, by the way, that was hysterical. When he pulls the fifth ring out of his pocket.
Perfect.
Like, yeah. Well done to the Shields folks for doing that. So, national. We're only doing, so here's the ground rules for this. Only national commercials. The locals don't count. So if it's not on USA Today's ad meter, you don't have to worry about it. And number two, no movie ads. That's always been a rule here. We don't do movie ads because it's, either you know what the movie is or you don't. Doesn't matter. They're going to be advertising the heck out of those things anyway. So we will start with our beginner round. These are the easiest questions that I have. Lisa Nichols, I'm going to give you a couple of words. You have to identify the brand.
Okay.
Not what the ad was about, but the brand. Number one, Spuds McKenzie.
That was for Bud Light. Yeah. He made a reappearance, sort of like a Christmas Carol thing, and he was talking to a guy who generally would skip out on trivia night with his friends, shows up with a beer. Yes.
May we never see it again. I understand that the original.
So
I understand that the original Spuds
Fedora
McKenzie
came out. Yeah.
Died in the 1990s. But do you have the ghost of Spuds, which apparently is a dog that is being held limply in some sort of wire system?
Completely awkward.
Creepy.
Yeah.
That was like the creepiest. That bad luck, Bud Light. Please give us back the original Spuds or just stop. One of the two. Romance the Rainbow.
Skittles.
Yes. There was really no other way to describe that commercial in a couple of words other than Katie. Pretty funny ad. Pretty funny ad with everybody catching the Skittles meant for Katie. Adam Driver.
Snickers. Because I thought it was a huge step down from last year when Willem Dafoe was dressed up as Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. We both met Willem Dafoe.
I think it had to do with popularity of Westworld, that they were bringing in that kind of Western-themed.
I thought
they would have a win there.
I don't know why you need Adam Driver for that. You could have gotten any. As soon as you say Adam Driver, everybody's like, Kylo Ren. We want to see Kylo Ren. Where's Kylo Ren? And it's some Western thing that's like, oh, the set falls down. Ha ha. Like, that was a 60-second commercial, $10 million. We remember it was Snickers, but not for any of the right reasons, I don't think. Cam Newton.
Ooh, Cam Newton. He was transformed from a little kid into Cam Newton because that's not a Buick.
Correct.
I'm Cam Newton, and that also had Miranda Kerr.
Yes.
The Australian supermodel.
Yeah, the line was, if that's a Buick, my son's Cam Newton. And then Cam Newton shows up at the football game and proceeds to manhandle a bunch of Pop Warner football players. Funniest commercial in the whole thing, as far as I was concerned. Because you're watching Cam Newton throw little kids around and then whips a ball at a kid and goes flying through the air. Yeah. The kid's standing there like, don't throw it to me, don't throw it to me. Yeah, that was a good one. And I think Buick actually did a good job with that one because the line set it up. If that's a Buick, then my son is Cam Newton.
And then another Buick pulls up and he goes, if that's a Buick, then I'm a supermodel.
Yeah, so that's a good association of brand with personality. Nice to see Cam during a Super Bowl, if not on the field. Okay, now we move on to the intermediate level. These get a little trickier here. Halftime bathroom break.
Oh, this was for Febreze, and it was gross.
Yeah.
saying how millions of Americans throughout the entire Super Bowl, they hold it, so it's showing people of them eating and dipping and how bad it is during the pressure that is put on our sewage system.
We get it. I've just been eating spicy wings and queso for the last hour and a half. Nothing good is coming out of my backside, okay? Nothing that anybody wants to be anywhere near is coming out of my backside. Really, what you should do if you're hosting a Super Bowl party is give your guests a roll of toilet paper, tell them to go out in the yard.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, find some corner of the yard you're not going to go to for the next 6 months and let them
go
over there.
Most people have a separate bathroom that is known just for that usage.
Soapbox Derby.
Soapbox Derby was daughters. And that was Audi.
Yes.
And that was saying it was a little girl driving the soapbox and she beat a guy. And that's sort of where politics came in because it was talking about pay inequality and saying, how can you tell your little daughter that just beat a boy that he makes more than you?
The end of the ad, they made the point of we're paying women the same as men. I thought that was really nicely done. I thought of all the political ads that ran, that one had a very positive message, and the way they presented it was positive. It was like, hey, you know what? We're going to do something about this so that you don't have to have that conversation with your daughter. And it was set against a great backdrop, well-made commercial, mad props to Audi. A little tricky to remember the brand on this one, though, because they didn't have cars going all over the place in it.
See, I know you usually go with cars.
Melissa McCarthy.
That was for Kia.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy saves the world. So she's in her Kia, and she's getting phone calls. Hey, save the whales. She goes in the whales, save the trees. She's a lumberjack now, and she's attached to the tree. Go save the glaciers.
Yeah. All of these end up with a computer-assisted... Melissa McCarthy being flung across something or falling off of something,
if you look the day after, they were saying, that's one of the funniest ones. No, it wasn't.
Making what I guess people consider hilarious faces. Top-rated ad for the Super Bowl.
People like Melissa McCarthy.
I weep for America. You should demand more. Jimmy Kimmel.
He was made an appearance in the... It was for... Oh, my God. Honda.
Yes.
For yearbook. Yes. So many people were in that. Magic Johnson was in that. Amy Adams.
Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Viola Davis. Mm-hmm. A number of people
Jimmy
I could have thrown out here.
Kimmel was playing the clarinet.
Yes. But good. Could you tell me what model of Honda it was?
CRV.
Yes. Honda spent their money well. All right. Here we go. We're up to the expert level. Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, my God. Ooh. He was with Gronkowski. That was another one. Gronk's cleaner. And first, there were actually two. One, he had soy sauce on his shirt, and the other one, he had jelly where Gronk licks it. So it was for Tide.
That's not the correct, but that was not the ad that ran. The ads that ran during the Super Bowl were the ones with...
See, I watched the two, like the extended version.
Were the ones with Michael Strahan
mm-hmm.
and Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw added...
So technically, if that aired, Gronk would have been in three.
Yeah. But those were the ones that ran in the lead up to mm-hmm. where Terry Bradshaw winds up doing his laundry at Jeffrey Tambor's house.
No, so, you know what? I actually saw that because they were they posted something online before Super Bowl.
Right.
The commercials that you haven't seen.
Right. So that may be a good strategy on the part of Tide because you've associated Jeffrey Tambor with Tide.
Hmm.
We'll give them points for that. Christopher Walken.
This was one that I kind of liked. He was with Justin Timberlake for Bye. It's a, it's like what are those, low calorie, I think it's, I think he said, it's amazing, it's delicious, it's low calorie, but he was speaking, the words of NSYNC's song, Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know what this stuff is. It's
Christopher Walken is funny to
yes,
begin with,
but
and when he's slow talking a song that I grew up with, it's
I don't know what this product is. I never heard of it before. It's some kind of like
it's good
antioxidant hipster water that's probably got kale and quinoa in it. So
it tastes just like vitamin water.
Yeah, you know what? I'll pass. No, thank you. Humpty Dumpty.
TurboTax, because who would be doing their taxes on a wall, and that was the whole thing.
Dad pushes car off a cliff.
Dad pushes car off a cliff.
Yep.
So it's for a car.
No.
Oh, it's not. Sprint?
Very good.
Was it?
Dad pushes car off a cliff.
I pulled that one out. Yeah.
Turns to the kids and says, "Daddy's dead. Right. Now they can't get me with the cell phone bill."
Mm-hmm.
At which point, the idiot who used to do the "Can you hear me now?" things walks up and says, "You don't have to do that. You can just switch
if
over."
If I
to
didn't
Sprint.
Ask you if it wasn't for a car, I wouldn't have remembered that.
Yeah, very good, very good. I thought that one was weak, by the way, for the setup and connection to the brand. Okay, we're up to the master level. Is your last so far? You are 12 for 12, which is very good. Animals react to the sound of a beer can opening.
Bush.
Yes. The guy actually put his hand over the can to calm the animals down. Mm-hmm. I like that ad because it was a throwback to the 70s outdoorsman beer commercials
yes.
that some of us grew up with.
And it was the tagline was Bush.
Yeah. And it's like that was a nice little ad.
Mm-hmm.
That's good job by the Anheuser people. Elephant on a treadmill.
Hmm. It's not the TurboTax one where all the people are on the moving treadmill in what's-his-name's mansion.
Nope, there's just one elephant on a treadmill.
You might have got me. I don't remember.
Wonderful Pistachios.
Hmm.
Elephant falls down, breaks the treadmill, and then they say something about pistachios. It has nothing to do with pistachios. So, you're 13-1 right now. Was it good for you?
See what happens when you get to the master level. Mm-hmm. Was it good for you?
That's why I structure these like these.
Don't know.
There were two commercials featuring the same actress in bondage S&M situations. They were both for T-Mobile. For people who enjoy the pain of high cell phone bills.
See, I remember the T-Mobile with Gronkowski and Justin Bieber
yep.
and Terrell Owens in that, and then there was another T-Mobile one with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Yeah, no, these were the two that aired late in the game that were clearly based on 50 Shades of Grey.
Now heavily intoxicated.
And it was like creepy and weird and bad for your brand, really. All right, the last one, Real Awful Moms.
I feel like this was a product, like a household product.
No, this is not the Mr. Clean ad with the CGI Mr. Clean shaking his booty while he's wiping the floor.
Real Awful Moms.
Real Awful Moms.
I don't know.
It was a parody commercial that ended with the Real Awful Moms being run over by a tank because tanks rule. And it was a commercial for War Games, whatever the heck that thing is. It was actually the lowest rated ad for the Super Bowl this year. Alongside, actually, the four lowest rated ads in the Super Bowl this year were all ads for mobile games, including that Counter-Strike or whatever the heck thing that...
the King's Return one?
Yeah.
With... Who is in that? Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
Who played George Washington. It's funny because that... I thought it was a movie. And I'm like, is this a new series?
The
is this a movie coming out?
The Battle
out?
Of Ebony. That was the third worst commercial. Mobile Strike with Arnold Schwarzenegger was the second worst. Mm-hmm. Real Awful Moms was the worst. And Teensy House Buyers, which was another commercial interrupted by a tank for wargaming, was the fourth worst.
So I didn't do that bad.
Bad night for the mobile game people. Their ads always stink anyway. No, you did pretty well. You got 13 out of the 16. And clearly some money was spent well, although I think the Tide people got a little bit of a lead in on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of them that didn't actually air or have the longer versions where you can go online and look at them, because many of these are like 2 minutes long. Obviously, you're not going to pay $20 million.
And I'll tell you, there may be something to that strategy that Tide used, because by setting up Jeffrey Tambor, when you see him again in the Super Bowl, you're like, Jeffrey Tambor, Tied. So that means it worked. But not just because of the ad in the Super Bowl. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. WMFO is the station. This is The Big Picture. Derek Gary and Lisa Nichols with you until 9 o'clock. No band tonight?
No band tonight.
No band tonight on the Talent Mikey. What is wrong with you people?
No Joel, no band.
No Joel. Where's Joel?
He's off on a cruise.
Oh,
I was going to say, he posted a picture on Facebook that he was...
Is he on one of his prog rock cruises partying with Yes?
Partying with Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. That man and his prog rock.
He's a lucky man.
You know, I don't know if lucky is the way that I'd put it, but, you know. Listen, I like a little bit of prog rock as much as the next guy. You stick me on a boat with Keith Emerson for 4 days, I'm jumping overboard after day one and a half. I'm telling you that right now. 855-915-WMFO. When we come back, the strangest things from the past week and our favorite stories from the past week here on WMFO Medford.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
So
we are the champions.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
WMFO Medford, he's Derek Aaron, I'm Lisa Nichols, here with you every Wednesday night, 7 to 9. It's time for What's Hot, our favorite thing from this week's news. So this week, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, they announced 1,000 new words. So everything from ghosting to throwing shade, it's very social media driven.
Weren't some of those new words last year?
Aggression, safe space got added. But of course, I always want to bring you food related stories.
So in other words, it was a lot of liberal nonsense terms that got added to the dictionary this year.
Yes, but some actually, like the food ones, deserve to be in there. So 30 new food related words were added. They include Alfredo sauce. Was never in there.
How is Alfredo sauce not in the dictionary?
I don't know. Acai. American chop suey. Arancini was not in their dictionary. That's crazy to me.
That's not a real thing.
Artisanal. What? Excuse me?
What?
Arancini?
No, American chop suey.
Oh, yes it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
that's ground beef, pepper,
that's like a onion. Recipe that somebody got out of a magazine back in the 70s.
Go away.
It's bad.
Chicken mushroom, chef's knife. Artisanal, your favorite defunct restaurant.
No, they're still open. They're just moving.
Coconut milk, elderflower. EVOO, which I think is ridiculous. Thank you, Rachel Ray. Flatbread, Faro, food secure, food insecure, food truck, immersion circulator.
Flatbread was not in the dictionary.
The macaroon, the correct term for macaroon. Nani, Red Bliss, secret sauce got added.
This is fake news. Where did
Shirley
you find
Shirley Temple. This is on Food 52, which is one of the leading
fake news,
food-related news. No.
Fake food news?
Go
is
away.
That what you got? Fake news. There's no way flatbread was not in the dictionary.
It's not in there. It's not.
Well, then they have the worst dictionary ever, and we
apparently
should stop paying attention to them.
Well, it just got added. Look at the 1,000 words that just got added.
Oh, my God. I can't.
You're the worst.
I can't live in this world anymore. I just can't. I can't take it.
Shirley Temple.
I really
Temple.
Can't take it. Oh, God. Shirley Temple was in the dictionary.
You know what? I want to look it up.
That has been
because I believe bad people make it with Sprite.
That has been a kid's
ginger ale.
It's ginger ale. That has been a kid's cocktail since the 70s at least.
But it wasn't in the dictionary.
How is it not in the dictionary?
I don't know. I don't write the dictionary.
You
I don't
know
even know half the words in the dictionary.
I think you should stick to things like microaggressions because that's more it's more up your alley. All right, a couple of things. Number one, Pokemon Go players, get excited. Valentine's Day event kicked off this afternoon. For the next week, at least, and I think the next 2 weeks, you will get double candy every time you catch something. The candy values for companions are cut in half. But the coolest thing in all of this, if you're looking for some rare Pokemon, pink Pokemon are going to become more common during this event. Which means you're going to see more Lickitung, you're going to see more Clefables, you're going to see more Chansey. And Chansey is one of those ones that everybody is looking for, unless you're a really hardcore player. So get out, walk around, see what you can find. There may be some extra Porygons around as well. Go play some Pokemon Go for the next couple of weeks. You get a chance to get rares, and we never get those chances. The other thing that I stumbled across this week, I'm going to tell you to go over to 1988.com. Spell that out, folks. 1988.com. Words, not the numbers. 1988.com. It is the 1988 gallery. Go to 1988.com collections/Clark Orr. Clark Orr is a designer. who does a lot of product work, but also does some really, really awesome graphic design work. And he put together a collection called Pop Culture Postage. Unfortunately, you cannot buy most of these anymore as they have sold out, much to my disappointment. But go and revel in the beauty of these. There is a fair amount of Saul Bass inspiration on these. And the subject matter is amazing because he's done things for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Creature from the Black Lagoon, E.T., Return of the Jedi. I may still wind up getting one of these Freddy Krueger prints because they're that cool. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Back to the Future, all rendered in this very spectacular, very modern, but very throwback geometric style. Check some of this stuff out, Lisa. This is really, really cool graphic design work right here. And these things are not super expensive either, which is probably why they sold out as quickly as they did. But that is 1988.com/collection/Clark Orr. You may have heard of him before. He's the guy that did the blueprint of the hoverboard that was ripping things up online not so long ago. Check out his stuff.
As we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest thing from this week's news. 74-year-old man has been charged with distributing chocolate chip cookies laced with hash oil.
Yum.
To fellow parishioners at an Indiana church, according to investigators.
Sign me up. I'm going to see Jesus.
Police this week announced that misdemeanor charges have been filed against Brian Jones in connection with an incident last year at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington. Jones is facing two misdemeanor counts, criminal recklessness and possession of hash oil. Jones, who has pleaded not guilty, is scheduled for a February 28th pretrial conference in Monroe Circuit Court. As detailed in the police report, seven individuals fell ill shortly after consuming his cookies, which he handed out at the conclusion of the 9:15 a.m. church service. All of the victims, cops noted, saw treatment at the emergency room in a local hospital where their symptoms included nausea, anxiety, and elevated blood pressure. One parishioner who ate the entire cookie told police that he felt like he was having a stroke and described the feeling like he was dying. The man told cops he had recently had a triple bypass procedure and worried if, quote, whatever happened today was going to adversely affect his health.
Nope, good for your heart. Well, not good for your heart, but not bad for your heart. I know somebody who had a heart attack and can still do that stuff. WMFO Medford. Ohio. Or no, not Ohio. Pennsylvania. Daniel Marchese had a rough day on Monday. The 51-year-old's car was spotted sitting near a busy Pittsburgh intersection. When officers approached, they noted that Marchese was passed out behind the wheel with his penis exposed and that he was wearing pink lingerie under his sweatpants. Witnesses said that they had seen Mr. Marchese masturbating in his car. Mr. Marchese started fighting with the cops after they woke him up, repeatedly yelling racial slurs and telling them to intercourse themselves. A search of Marchese's car turned up two handguns and an open bottle of Jack Daniels. Marchese has been charged with indecent exposure, aggravated assault, drunk driving, receiving stolen property, and illegal firearms possession. He was unable to make bail. No word on whether they're letting him wear his pink lingerie in jail.
Awesome.
Kind of a rough night for Mr. Marchese. Yeah. Don't pass out in the intersection in your pink lingerie with your penis out, no, and you won't go to jail.